Welcome the Borlée brothers to the IFFF podcast.
Thank you.
So we've got Jonathan, Kevin and Dylan here today. So guys, your dad is your coach, right? Yeah. So yes. Is it because of your dad that you got into athletics?
No.
No, I mean, we knew he was an athlete before, but it's not the reason why we started. Actually, we started pretty late. Jonathan and I were 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because my older sister, yeah. Olivia, started 2 years before that. And at some point, we liked it and we said, why not? And that's how
we tried. And from then, it went pretty well.
Did you two always do similar things together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost everything. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
it was 4 years later.
Yeah.
At 16 as well.
How old is Olivia? She
2 years older than us. So 32.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's incredible that there's all four of you, and then there's you guys have a younger brother as well. He was at the World Under 20 Championships this year, wasn't he, with Jonathan Sokol?
Yeah, you were in the 4x4 with him. Yeah.
We need an all Borlée 4x4. We've got the world relays coming up. Maybe Sokol, he can run in the final, but you need to have all four of you together. So you guys had success pretty early on. So, for example, the Beijing Olympic Games, for you guys, you were 20,
were you? 20, yeah.
Yeah, and 20, yeah. Your sister obviously had a very good Olympics as well. So for you guys first, you were in the semis, you made it to the semis and you set personal best.
Yeah.
And Kevin, you set the national record. Yeah.
Personal best as well, of course.
How was that being in the Olympic Games at 20?
Great. It was just, for us, being there was just amazing. We were just kids. We dreamed of the Olympics for years. Mm-hmm. And being in the village with all these great athletes, it was, for me, kind of stressful.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't sleep much before my races.
Nervous?
Yeah, really nervous. But it went pretty well. I think it's because of the adrenaline and the Olympic Games and everything. And I ran pretty well, and it was, I think, still now my best Olympics. I really enjoyed it, and it was really fun.
I mean, was it nice to have your sister there with you? Because she was.
Yeah, of course. It was great. Just being there with my sister, with my dad, and like Jonathan said, it was just a dream. And like he said, it's still one of the best memories I have in track and field. It was just the first time, everything was just huge, and just watching everything like little kids. You know, and still one of the best moments of my career.
Dylan, were you out there as well?
No, I was at home at the moment, and I was playing tennis.
Oh, okay.
So I watched track and field, and that's when in my mind I was like, oh, maybe I want to start as well.
So did you watch them on TV?
Yeah. I woke up because I was in Belgium, and with the jet lag, I woke up at like 4 a.m. and watched all the races. Yeah.
That's amazing. So you guys as well, after Beijing, you did pretty well. You came fifth in the 4x4 final, which is a really incredible achievement at 20 years old. And then your sister got a silver medal.
At the time, it was silver. Now it's
Now it's gold.
Yeah, and I think they ran the night before our final.
Yeah.
So we were really excited after her medal. So I think that's why we went pretty well in that 4x4. We were second for 3 laps in that race, and we set a national record at that time. And great memory, great race, and great atmosphere. in the stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. When it felt like you really came onto the international radar was 2 years later in Barcelona. You guys had had a at the European Championships. You had amazing seasons, yeah, both of you, and you both made the European final. Yeah. How was it lining up for that final with both of you in it?
Yeah, it was the first time both of us were in the final, and it was also one of kind of a dream coming true at the time, because I don't think ever before there were two brothers or twin brother, yeah. And so at the time it was already pretty amazing, and the thing is, when we run against each other in the final, it's not really against each other, it's just with, I run with my brother, and we have, that's why I didn't win, I gave him the...
You let him win it, that's
right. Yeah, of course.
That's really nice of you. So Kevin, you went on to win that race, so
yeah.
You became European champion at 22, how was that for you?
It was amazing, because I didn't expect. Of course, when you line up for a final for a race, you always want to win, to give your best. But I didn't think I was going to win that race,
mm-hmm.
And just I think we can see on the video and the pictures and everything that I'm just like
shocked,
yeah. But at the same time, because Jonathan didn't run as well as he wanted, it was a bit of a mixed feeling,
mm-hmm.
also. So, and it has been like that for our whole career so far, because we run together with even Dylan or Olivia. When one is a bit down or the doesn't perform as he wants, it's sometimes a bit difficult, but yeah. Back in Barcelona, the first feeling was just like, wow, what's going on?
Do you all kind of thrive off each other? So if one of you is doing well, does that motivate you, the rest of you, to do well as well?
Yeah, of course. I think we push each other every day to improve. That's why I think it works so well. It's because... We get along very well, and we want each of us to be at his best, so we help each other, and I think like Kevin said, we try to help each other, but when someone is down, it's sometimes it's hard to focus on what we have to do, because
mm-hmm.
we want to help the one who needs to,
yeah,
to get better, and that's, I think that's the hardest part of our family.
Yeah, it must be amazing for you guys, because obviously you line up in relays together a lot. It must be nice having your brothers there, yeah, with you to celebrate at the end, or when you're waiting to go out there to be introduced to the crowd, you have somebody, a familiar face, you know, your brother. It must be an incredible thing.
Yeah, it's one of the best feelings, I think, really, to be in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in Rio when on the screen,
yeah,
there were our names, and I was like, damn, it's the Olympics, and I am with my brothers here, I'm gonna run the 4x4, I'm gonna give my best, and the adrenaline is maybe a little bit more. That's why maybe we run so good in the relay, because we are together, and it's kind of a strength for us.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, these two were doing really well, and then it was 2015. You really broke out and had an amazing year indoors in Prague. You got a silver medal,
yeah,
indoors for 400 meters. What was that like for you?
Yeah, for me it was a big breakthrough, because I had some struggles before. I had growth problem, mm-hmm. When I started track and field. So, and the year before I broke my back. I mean, I had the beginning of a stress fracture, so it was kind of difficult, because it was the European, and I wanted to qualify with my brother. So yeah, that year was really difficult. So in Prague for me was really relieving, like
relief,
yeah, a lot of relief. And then we went on to win the 4x4 and beat the European record. So yeah, it was a big year for me.
What was that like, the winning the indoors and setting a European record?
It was kind of unexpected, because I mean, Joe and I hadn't run any race. Oh, you ran one.
Yeah.
Just one before, but we were not there to perform.
Yeah.
You know, when we run, we always want to run fast, but the main goal is always outdoor season, and there it was just the start of the season and just getting so when we saw the time at the end, we were like,
wow,
yeah, well, European record. And it's just, you know, when we didn't set that goal, we just like, okay, let's run, let's have some fun. And you break the European record, just wow.
Yeah, we were invited last minute
a
week before, I think.
Oh yeah. My god, wow.
So, and we didn't know what the European record was, so we were really shocked. Like,
what was it like for you two watching your little brother compete?
We were running in the hotel when he got second. We were just like like crazy, because I mean he did amazing, because he went out hard, and just we could see in his eyes that he wanted it, like, mm-hmm, till the end. And for us, it's another not pressure but stress for us, because mm-hmm, we can't control anything, just like watching it, just okay, please. And already in the semi-final, you won your semi-final, right? It was already amazing. We knew that he was going to have his a good lane for the final, and watching the final just
And I think it was a really boost, a really good boost for the 4x4.
Yeah, of course.
Do you get more nervous watching each other than competing yourself?
It's different. We get nervous, but it's not, when it's us, we can control mm-hmm ourselves. We know we can do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, when it's my brothers or my sister, it's just like we can't do anything. So I think it's harder to, yeah, I think it's more stressful for me. It's very stressful.
I think it's weird, because when you have to run, you stress for the entire day.
Yeah.
And when you are just in front of your starting block, you're like, okay. And then for me, it's like I'm not stressed anymore. I mean, a bit, but less than in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm watching my brothers or my sister, it's like 2 minutes before the race, I'm like, bam, 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 bam. So it's really different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2015 was, you know, you still had a good year. You came to the World Championships and you came fifth as a team at the Beijing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of near misses in 4x4 at the World Championships. At London, you came fourth, and then Rio, you did really well. And that's when you set the national record again.
Yeah.
Which is 2:58, which is incredible. How was running in that Olympic final with the three of you?
Amazing. Olympic final is always special, but running the final, the three of us, it was just great. And at the end, we knew it was a great race. We couldn't do much about it. We came fourth by 0.03 of a second, and we were supposed to celebrate that, but you know, when you came forth for just,
yeah,
that's it was really, really a mixed feeling. But still, it was an Olympic final, and running with it was a dream to run together, and we made it. But a couple of weeks, months before that, Dylan got injured, I got injured, and so it wasn't. Yeah, actually, we didn't perform in.
I was gonna say, yeah, individually, you guys didn't.
It was the first time. I think it was like that because, like Jonathan said, he got injured, and I had also a little thing on my Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
And the months before, I couldn't train like I wanted. But during that 400 prelims and the 4x4, we just say, okay, we got 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we can to make the 4x4 great race. And
you did.
Yeah, it happened. But like Jonathan said, the race was amazing, and we couldn't do
much more
than that. And,
You won the European Championships in Amsterdam just before that as well. So you kind of had some good relay form. Do you guys feel like you step it up another level for the relay because you went together?
Yeah, maybe in that case for sure. In Amsterdam and in Rio for sure, because we were there were the three of us in that race, and I think if only one of us was in that race, maybe we wouldn't have performed that way, but
we were not at our best at the time. Yeah,
yeah.
Because we were the three of us were running.
Yeah,
I think that was a plus.
And since you guys have been around, Belgian 4x4 has always been really strong, just 400 meter running in general. And now, going into 2018, you had young Jonathan Secor, who's really broken through this year. So you guys won a relay with him in Birmingham for the World Indoor Championships. And I remember speaking to him afterwards, and he was saying how he idolised you guys growing up. He would watch you on TV, and now he's running with you. How do you feel about that?
Old. No, it's good to hear that we can motivate younger athletes, he's really good, and we could see this year that he has a lot of talent, and he can go really fast, and I think he's gonna be a really strong athlete for 4x4 in the future, and looking to Tokyo in 2 years. Yeah, we can have a pretty good team, yeah.
It's a very exciting time for Belgian 4x4. So this 2018 was a really brilliant summer for you guys, especially you two, because when you, Dylan, you did well as well, making the, all three of you were in the semi-finals at the European Champs. Were you all in different semi-finals?
Yeah.
So do you watch each other on the TVs before, or do you not know?
Actually, I'm like, right before, I'm like, should I watch? Should I? Or I don't know.
The stadium.
Because it's the.
I was in the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him pass just in front of me just before my race. So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But
we were at the 300.
You were in the second heat?
Yeah.
And I was in the third. And I watched you, I was in the cold room. But, like, it's a boost because. He came second with a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, let's go. So, and when Dylan, because I knew Dylan wouldn't be happy about his race, and we know that he was capable of running faster than he did, but he tried, and that was amazing. But that's what I talked about earlier. It's sometimes it's a boost, and sometimes it's like, and right before race, so we don't. It's a mixed feeling. Should I watch or maybe I shouldn't? Just
mm-hmm.
focus on myself and my race, because we can't do anything about it. Anyway. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I did watch, and that was at the end was good. It didn't affect me either, so
yeah. And then you went on to make the final as well, so
yeah.
The two of you, it was like a repeat of 2010 again. Obviously in the final there was Matt Hudson-Smith, who had a really good season, and so he was Froome started as the favourites.
He was the favourite.
Did you guys expect to? So you both stepped up and got a silver and a bronze medal. Did you both expect that going in?
It's hard to say because I mean you know that there are only three medals,
mm-hmm.
and you know that the field is pretty strong. A lot of guys had run pretty fast, and I think you ran only what, three races before Europeans? Three
before Europeans?
400?
Yeah, three.
Three, yeah. Yeah, and because of the new rules, we came out of the how do you call that? Heat.
Yeah.
The heat.
Yeah.
And so I don't think we really wanted it pretty hard.
Yeah, we wanted it, but we tried not to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy, but just focus on our races, and that's what we did. And yeah, it went pretty well. But
that's one we of knew the we best we feeling knew. I had in track and field.
Both honestly. Of you getting a medal at the same
time.
Yeah. Well, when did you realize? As soon as you crossed the line, did you know?
Yeah. It's always like checking, but we knew.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Dylan, what was it like for you watching that?
Yeah, for me it was I wanted I wanted that Kevin and Joe get a medal, and like he said, it's only three who get a medal. So I was like, okay, really stressed, really, really stressed. I went to the warm up area with mm-hmm. them to see a bit of their warm up, and then I went to the stadium, and I think you guys like wait like 10 or 15 minutes on the track, so
yeah.
In that time, I was like, oh shit, okay, let's go, let's go. And I was, more stressed than the day before. And the race was just, I can't even remember. I was like, watching Joe, watching Kevin. And so, and when they crossed the line, I knew. So I was with my family. And it's like one of the best feeling. I mean, for my brothers to be at the same time on the podium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wished for, so it was great for me, yeah.
And then the next day, you had the 4x4 final, which was a really special race as well for you guys. How did, going into that 4x4, were you like, because you had a silver and a bronze in the individual, did you think, okay, the gold medal, we had Jonathan Sikora as well, the World Under 20 champion, were you like, okay, we can get the gold?
Yeah, we knew we could do it, we could get that medal, but was a pretty strong field.
Mm-hmm.
UK is always really fast, 4x4. Spain had an amazing team.
Mm-hmm.
France always in the mix, and
Poland.
Yeah.
It's a 4x4. You never know. Even though you have a good team and you're really confident before the race, you never know what's gonna happen. So yeah, coming. On top at the end was just an amazing feeling again, yeah.
Yeah, and what was it like to celebrate with your... Because down the home straight, Spain were winning, weren't they?
Yeah.
Who did the last leg?
Kevin,
Did you...
After... at the 300, I knew, but before that, I wasn't sure. Like, it was pretty far ahead, and I was like, okay, let's do what I can do, and we'll see. And but that 300 I knew that
but some guys from Spain were just next to me during the last leg, and they knew after 200 they were like, oh, what is he doing?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wow,
because he went too hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, and he's a 200 meter runner.
The thing I feel like it was his first major 4x4.
Yeah,
it was in front, and then maybe he didn't
go exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
he didn't run as he should have, but maybe if I don't know.
Yeah,
we got a bit lucky there, but we did a great race, and
it was an amazing race. And so at 300 meters, is that when you like, I could get him here?
Yeah, I knew at 300. I knew before that it's hard because it was so far ahead.
Yeah,
I didn't know if the gap was that big before or not, or how hard you went. I didn't know that, so I had to focus on my race. And but at 300, I knew I just knew that in the home stretch I was going to get him.
And what was it like to celebrate with each other in Berlin with the flag? And
but you know,
it's not the first time, so
yeah. I guess you went to Amsterdam as well, didn't you?
Amsterdam and Helsinki as well.
Helsinki,
And then Prague, of course.
Yeah.
So it's not the first time, but it's always special. And here in Berlin, it was you know, in Amsterdam or Helsinki, maybe it wasn't that strong because everybody was focusing on the Olympics games. So. Yeah. You know, here everybody was here. Everybody was in Berlin. Wanted that medal, and we came on top. So
I think a lot of team wanted to beat us. Just
because
were there 2 years before we won, and I know Spain especially say, oh, we're gonna get them. But I mean, it's always because there are a lot of respect between teams and runners, and it's a good atmosphere right before the race. Everybody is like shaking hands, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
And even at the end, I think we have a picture with
three teams
celebrating
together.
Celebrating, and it just. Next time it's gonna be the same, and that's how our sport should be.
Yeah. But for sure, it was one of the best lap of honor.
Yeah.
I think we had.
Yeah, and that stadium as well is.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Berlin is
great atmosphere.
And
it was really amazing.
So 2019, we have the World Relays in Yokohama, Japan. Is that on your radar?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
You're going to get the World Relay gold medal?
Why not? You know, when we run, we want to win.
Yeah.
We know sometimes we don't have the best team, but still, we want to win, and that's what we want to do in Yokohama,
And then there is, of course, Doha, the World Championships. And then Tokyo, not too far away. And Belgium 400 meter running is probably the strongest now it's ever been.
Yeah.
So it must be exciting to be a Borlée at the moment.
Belgium. I mean, since I think the first time the 400 started with Cedric Van Brontegem back in 03 or 04, but he was the only guy. And when we arrived, we started the 4x4, and first time, you know, at 08, and since then, it's been an amazing journey, and hopefully. This year, 2019 and
2020 is going to be
big 2 years ahead.
Yeah,
exciting though. Well, thank you very much, guys,
for coming. Thank you.